This episode of Ask Theory was made possible by the British Council Philippines. For more information on the 2024 Women in STEM Scholarships, please visit www.britishcouncil.ph/study-uk/women-in-STEM. The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more.
So on today's episode of the Ask Theory podcast, meron na naman tayong returning guest. Hello, Teacher Nay. Welcome. Good day and pati mo naman yung mga listeners natin.
Hello, everyone. So I'm back. It's been a while. It's been a while, no? Kailan ba yun?
Parang more than a year ago.
Oh yeah, more than a year ago. Kasi parang yung setting is online ata. Talagang purely online pa nung time. So it's good to be back and to share, you know, share again.
Oo, and a lot has happened actually. Nabanggit mo nga yung online teaching. Kwentuhan mo kami, ano ba ang mga pinagkaabalahan ni Teacher Nay since then? Ah, wait, pakilala ka muna ng konti sa mga bagong tagapakinig and then kwentuhan mo kami.
Sige. Hello everyone, I am Nay. So I am Janine Nicole Curtis. I am a trained teacher, okay? And then I am currently teaching at UST College of Science, Department of Biological Sciences. My work usually is about mangrove conservation, and we do conservation works. And then, apart from that, I also have this passion for art, no? So I call it Nematophores, kasi it's like a combination of my name and Nematophores. Nematophores is a specialized root of mangrove. And then, parang nung habang sinasabi ko yung Nematophores. Ah, okay. Nematophores na. Kasi parang it started with a field work. Parang nagpa-picture ako na ang daming nematophores ng Abyssinia or bungalon species. And then, ah, okay. When I was searching for a, parang I was thinking for a Instagram caption, no? Kasi parang gusto ko siyang i-showcase. Ah, okay. I'll call them now Nematophores. So parang ganun lang. Parang joking aside lang siya. I am also a member of the Mangrove Matters Philippines. So this is a youth-led organization, advocacy organization on mangroves.
Ayun
na muna.
So as you've all heard, it's a very rich resume about revolving around science education and conservation, and
yes,
of course, yung very witty na pangalan ng kanyang art projects. And we will actually devote some time on this podcast to talk about a little more about the Nematophores project. Pero
yes,
before getting into that, kwentuhan mo kami, paano ka ba nasimula sa... Kasi ang average na Filipino, speaking as a member of the public, hindi naman, hindi tayo ganoong ka... I mean, aware tayo na may there's such a thing as mangroves. Aware tayo generally kung ano yung mangroves. Medyo yung sa specifics nun, hindi siya ganoong ka-mainstream, if in my opinion. So, how did you get into this actual work of mangrove conservation?
Ayan. So, going back dun sa unang podcast natin, hindi ko talaga siya balak. No? Hindi ko talaga balak mag-mangrove conservation. Kasi nga, yung undergrad ko is teaching, eduk na parang. I'm in the teaching education, tapos biological science. And then parang, sabi ko, medyo bata pa ata ako para magturo. Parang di pa ata kaya. Nag-aral. No? Ang pangat na, hindi nila yung adulting, nagturo. Ayun na gano'n, nag-grad school. Ito, nag-grad school. Tapos yun, there come a time na yung grad school na course ko dapat is biology educ. And sabi ng yes, ay, hindi na po namin niya in-offer. Pwede po bang biology na lang kayo? Ay, ko, ay, lang po ba yun? Parang, I was too stunned to see. Ay, wala na. Parang, not necessary, walang choice. Parang, isip ko siya as a redirection. So hindi talaga siya inisip na in my life na mapunta ako sa mangrove conservation. Not until nung I was already in, well, yun na nga, nasa MS bio na ako. So, ang next kong gagawin is to push through the degree And then yun, nahanap, I was able to have an opportunity to meet Dr. Cecilia Moran, Banag Moran. Ano siya, no? Meron siyang project ng about a biological expedition sa mangroves, no? Ng Siargao del Carmen. And then doon na nag-start. So nag-thesis ako. Ako kasi yung parang first Zoominar, eh parang Zoomer, you know, mga Zoombies na
Zoomer.
ano, nag-defend online. Di ba dati ang hirap pa ng Zoom. So, akala ko magde-defend ako ng on-site. E, tapos biglang online. So, yun. Naging ganun na. Naging ano na ako sa mangroves. And then, dahil nga online, lahat tayo, parang online tayo nakipag-usap sa ibang scientists. Parang sa Twitter ata nun, may science chat PH.
Yeah.
Ganun. Yun, parang Pinoy, hashtag Pinoy scientist. So, we're sharing kung anong pinaggagawa namin sa buhay. Yun. And then, yun. I was able to find, no? I was able to find my peers right now sa Mangrove Matters Philippines. So ganun siya. So I start, parang in terms of starting, parang it's a big, it's a very rich kwento na paano ako napadpad na sa mangrove conservation. Parang I did that, if I will ask my 5 years old na ano na self, hindi talaga, never pa siya nakita ng mangroves. So nakita lang ako ng mangroves nung lately na, nung magma-masters na ako. So, ganun siya. So, kaya up until now, nagulat na lang ako na, ay, ito na pala talaga siya. So, wala nang atraso.
Wala nang atrasan. Oo. Yung konsepto ng general public ng mangroves, if, and this is kind of sad, kasi kadalasan, naririnig lang natin yung salitang mangrove or yung idea ng mangrove planting for two things. Either, if it's for a conservation campaign, like yung Mangrove Matters PH, or if it's a report about incorrectly planted mangroves.
Yes.
And parang ang dami, ako lang ha, parang ang dami na parang may marinig tayo, mali yung mangrove na na-plant or nasa maling lugar. Pero siguro, speaking as someone na hindi, ako, hindi wala akong experience working directly with mangroves, bakit siya big deal? Ano ba yung problema kung mali yung klase ng mangrove na maitanim or mali yung lugar na mapagtaniman?
Yung mangroves, no, tama ka, no? Ganun usually yung perception. Eh, parang sumisikat sila, it's either pag bumabagyo, parang bigla silang kasalamatan ng community na salamat sa mangroves namin kasi na-spare sila sa rat ng typhoon and so on. And pangalawa, tama nga, no, yung incorrect planting. Okay?
Yeah.
Yan. So, naalala ko parang may viral video ng parang simulation siya, no, ng mangroves sa isang aquarium. Tapos nandun yung parang may waves, tapos may mangroves, tapos may community. Parang merong simulation na paano ba talaga nagagawa ng mangrove na i-defend yung coast, okay? So, bakit nga ba nagkakaroon ng, ano, ng incorrect planting, no, incorrect perceptions? Because number one, mangroves, in context kasi ng mangroves ay parang very general, no? As long as they're near the coast, okay na, no? As long as they're near the coast, and tapos they're salt-loving plants, so, okay, mangroves na sila.
Mm-hmm.
However, the public, however, it's not always known na meron silang mga parang favorite place depending on their condition. So, for example, yung common na plant, mangrove planting na nakita natin is nasa mudflats sila, muddy area. Mm-hmm. Muddy areas. No? So, yung context. Nasa muddy areas. Tapos, yung usual sa photo opportunity na projects, no? Parang mga propagules. Ito yung mga tinutusok. Yung propagules, ito ay yung specialized fruit naman. So,
okay.
Parang tinatawag nito is viviparity. So, parang kahit naka-attach pa siya sa tree parent, nag-germinate na siya. So, parang it's already growing. So, therefore, kapag nahulog siya from the mother tree parent tree, ready to be planted na siya. Ang nangyayaring problem is, bas pinipili yung convenience rather than what's correct. Okay?
Okay.
So, dahil yung propagules, no? Well, grown na siya, no? Sa kanyang kahit nasa parent tree pa rin siya. So, ibig sabihin, kung pipitasin mo lang yon para mag-plant ka, ang dali, no? Wala nang nurseries na kailangan masyado. Itutusok mo lang. So, ang nangyayari is, tinutusok lang sa mudflat. Okay? Tapos, ang problem kasi doon, sa propagule na yon, yung parang patusok, yung mga propagule usually ay nasa family ng Rhizopyraceae. ito yung mga bakaw, no? Ito yung
Okay.
sinatawag ng bakaw lalaki, bakaw babae. Ayun yung ano nila. Yung common na vector, no? Common na drawing ng mangroves na yun sila. Sila yung, sila to, no? Yung mga nasa mga, basta mga images kung mag-search kayo, sila yun. So, ang nangyayari kasi, tinutusok, no? Sa mga mudflats. Kasi ang dali lang, tutusok mo lang, planting na yon. Ang problema kasi, yung rhizophora, sa mudflats, okay, maraming barnacle. Siyempre, doon talaga sila, eh, no? Eh, doon talaga sila mag-proliferate, doon talaga sila dadami. So, di naman sabihin, di naman natin pwede sabihin na barnacle, salis ka muna dyan, di ba? Di pwede yon. So, di pwede yon. So, ang nangyayari, pag nagtusok ka ng rhizophora propagule, walang capability si rhizophora na tanggalin yung barnacles. So, kapag kumapit na yung rhizophora sa barnacles or talip-tip, okay, talip-tip, okay, mahirapan na siyang mag-survive. As compared dun sa correct species na Abyssinia or pagatpat. Yung Abyssinia or pagatpat, hindi yung fruit nila, hindi siya parang patusok, no? So, it's they really start from seed. No? Yung the typical na, ano, the typical plant germination na alam natin sa mga books and so on, yun siya. No? So, they start from seed. So, ang nangyayari, pag kasi lumaki yung, ano, yung pagatpat and piapi, okay, meron silang capability to shed off their bark.
Okay.
Okay, so ibig sabihin, kahit nasa mudflat sila, okay, nasa mudflat sila, kahit magkaroon pa ng infestation ng barnacles, ng
Barnacle.
talipit, pwedeng matanggal ka agad. Kasi, it's naturally, it's their adaptation against that. So, walang kakapit kasi nga, pwede sila mag-shed off ng bark. As compared to rhizophora, na tinatanim yung patusok na rhizophora propagule, kapag yun, kinapitan na ng barnacle, wala siyang capability to shed off its bark. Walang capability siya. So, therefore, okay, kapag nag-plant ka ng rhizophora, tapos sabihin na natin nag-survive siya for some 1 year, ganun. Makikita mo dun sa mga roots niya, sa mga breathing roots niya, yung mga patusok-tusok niya na roots, makikita mo na may mga nakakapit na taliktip. Kasi walang capability ang rhizophora na matuklap, no, or matanggal yung bark niya as compared sa mga correct species. Kaya, ayun, no? So, yung, ito yung tinatawag natin sa term na say, species donation. Yung species donation ng mangroves, it is both affected by living organisms and non-living factors. For example, yung substrate, yung soil. Okay, muddy ba yan? Sandy ba yan? Malapit ba yan sa shoreline? Siyempre, yung ano din, no? And other factors like yung tidal waves and so on. So, ayun yung tatawag natin na species donation. Kaya pag nakikita natin na may mga nagpa-plant, no? Na nagpa-plant for photo opportunity, pag nakita nyo na yung substrate is mud plots, tapos may mga bakaw na tinutusok lang, dun pa lang alam na natin na may mali na nangyayari. So, hindi talaga dapat siya ganun. Kasi may science-based na, ano, na explanation ang mga mangroves kung saan nila gusto. So, ayun yung ano na talaga. Well, yun. It takes a lot of time, di ba, to explain, no? So, kailangan explain talaga siya ng thoroughly, okay, creatively sa lahat.
Oh, I agree. And you mentioned na, yun nga, may science-based reasoning kung bakit may mga certain kinds of mangrove na kailangan itanim sa specific na lugar. Pero, sort of like related to that, wala bang consultation na nangyayari? Parang hindi naman sa nag-aakusa tayo or na,
Oh,
ano, siguro
tama.
nagtataka lang. Like, if you halimbawa, not naming names, pero if you're, like, for example, an organization or an agency na nagtatanim ng mangrove, wouldn't it be like parang customary or part of the process to consult an expert?
Yes. And also, we have a good example kahapon kasi nagkaroon kami ng mangrove planting. So, saktong-sakto siya, no? So, yung ano, we were asking the locals, kung the fisher folk, okay, ano po kaya yung pwede itanim, no? So, yung sinabi nila, rhizophora daw. Okay, so, okay. Kasi ayun na yung nakasanayan nila. So, ibig sabihin, baka hindi sila baka yung mga information, education drives ng LGUs or the national government units, hindi nakakarating sa kanila kasi ayun talaga yung alam nila, no? So, not to pinpoint or blame anyone, baka there's really a lack of education, no? Kailangan talaga ng thorough consultation, genuine dialogue among everyone. So, yung nangyayari is walang consultation pag sa mga ganyan na levels, no? So, kaya nandito tayo, okay? Yung mga scientists, nandito sila to offer their guidelines. So, yung nangyari, kung meron ka, parang they're saying na, eh ma'am, eto na lang po yung i-plant natin, ganyan. So, kasi eto po talaga yung pina-plant namin. So, sabi ko, ay, tay, ano po, parang magkaroon tayo ng discussion kung bakit hindi po dapat siya yung tatanim natin. Kasi nung sa lugar na napuntahan namin last time, meron silang mga century-old donation of pagatpat and piyapi, no? Yung mga correct mangroves na may coastlines talaga. Sila talaga sa front lines dapat. So, sabi namin, tay, baka mas maganda po na maglinis na lang tayo kaysa magplant. No? So, instead, kasi there are other ways to conserve mangroves rather than planting. We can do guided fieldworks, we can do cleanups, but okay siya kaysa magtanim ka ng mali. Kasi pag tinanim mo yung mali, parang sinira mo palalo, no? Parang sinira mo palalo yung ecosystem. So, mas magandang hayaan natin sila. Sometimes, mangroves are better to be left as they are. Okay, baka ang kailangan lang talaga natin gawin is maglinis. Kasi, breathing roots, no? So, pag imagine kapag may mga pollution, hindi siya makakahinga. Yung breathing roots kasi ng mangroves, kasi napaka-low ng gas exchange doon ng ano ng sa substrate nila. Kasi nga, merong tubig. May tubig. So, ibig sabihin, parang walang gas exchange. So, ang nangyayari, ginawa nilang adaptation is inangat nila yung roots. Diba sabi natin, pag roots is to anchor the plants sa ground. Ang ginagawa naman ng mangroves, tinataas nila yung mga roots nila para makahinga sila. So, kaya, mas maganda na gawin natin is maglinis, para tuloy natin malinis yung condition ng mangrove area, baka bas doon pa natin matutulungan yung conservation. So, ibig sabihin, hindi lagi planting yung solution. No, dapat ina-assess muna yan. So, in terms of ganito, no, so, dapat talaga may dialogue. Pero, yun nga lang, nakaka-disappoint, kapag yung mismong pag mismong agency yung nagbibigay ng correct mangrove practices, hindi siya nakakascade na sa local level. So, doon kami nalulungkot, no? So, baka kailangan, kasi DNR is active, okay, in promoting correct mangrove planting. Ang nangyayari, parang nalolos, no, yung cascade ng information. So, yun. So, but at least we are sharing the same thing na for correct one. So, I hope na mas marami pang dialogues, mas mapag-usapan pa natin. Kasi ano eh, konti lang yung, konti, yung mga mangroves are, really have a lot of risk in the Philippines. Especially reclamation and so on. So, kailangan i-strengthen talaga natin. So, in terms of incorrect practices, ano talaga, no? We cannot really pinpoint kung ano yung blame. Pero syempre, when it's the higher organizations, of course, we're expecting better from them. Diba? Parang they are supposed to know, okay, where they should plant it. Kasi I believe na parang it's their accountability and responsibility for us citizens. Kasi nga, somehow we're taxpayers. So dapat correct talaga yung ginagawa. So parang ganun.
Para sa akin, yung pinaka-enlightening sa lahat nung nasabi mo, because you gave a pretty good explanation about the problem and also along the way na medyo na-highlight mo yung mga paraan para ma-avoid natin yung maling pagplant ng mangrove. Pero for me, ang pinaka-interesting sa lahat ng na-share mo kanina ay yung fact na planting isn't always the solution. Parang, di ba, parang minsan hindi naman kailangan na magtanim. Siguro, nakakalimutan natin na yung kalinisan din, yung magagawa natin para tulungan yung mga mangroves na makapag-function the way they're supposed to in their respective ecosystems, ay alisin yung mga maaaring makasagabal, and that includes cleaning. So parang that's something to think about, na hindi lahat ng environmental campaign ay dapat umiikot lang sa pagtatanim and so on and so forth.
Yes. So sana talaga, no, siguro meron din kasi tayong tinatawag na CSR, parang corporate social responsibility, parang need mag-plant, parang hindi nakikita nilang solution lagi, no? So parang, ang nangyayari kasi is parang quantity, no? Parang nire-report nila, oh, we planted 1,000 mangroves, we have planted 1,000 trees, eh yung tinatala, not necessarily sa mangroves, nag-plant sila ng mga invasive trees naman. So parang, ano, parang nalilipit yung purpose. Okay, na dapat hindi lang talaga planting, no? So parang kahit naglinis ka, bas malaki pa yung benefit na actually rather than planting kasi parang merong ano to eh, parang may limiting capacity rin kasi yung lugar. So dapat i-assess muna natin kung dapat ba talaga, no? So parang to plant or not to plant. So actually may mga meron tayong tinatawag na Global Mangrove Alliance Philippines. So parang nag-provide sila ng mga materials, no? To plant or not to plant. Mga ganyan.
Alright. And interesting for me that you mentioned CSR. And yung specific example na we planted 1,000, ganyan. Kasi it highlights for me yung the fact that numbers tend to be impressive for people, no? Pag may narinig na nakapag-save, yun, nakapagtanim tayo ng 1,000, nakapag-save tayo ng X million pesos on ganyan, nakapag-prevent tayo ng ganyan, tons of carbon emissions, di ba? It's very easy for us to sort of not just visualize what we're doing, but also feel na, uy, may tangible effect yung ginagawa natin. And speaking of numbers, I think the numbers, the number 60 is something na significant dito sa susunod nating pag-uusapan, which is Earth Hour. As some of our listeners may know, ang Earth Hour, this weekend na yun eh. And generally, may idea tayo ng Earth Hour, which is for 60 minutes. The basic premise is for 60 minutes, patay ng ilaw, ganyan. I think usually around 8 p.m. or some hour na pwedeng mag-participate ang karamihan na hindi masyadong makakaabala, I guess, sa kanilang functioning activities. Pero ang siguro ang question ko sa iyo as an environmental conservationist, meron ba talagang point ang pag-celebrate ng Earth Hour? Like, can 1 hour really do that much of a difference? Or is it more than that?
Yeah, actually for me, there is, no? So for 60 minutes, parang imagine we will have to do something na parang we close our lights and we conserve some, energy and so on. Parang somehow, kasi di ba parang if there's silence, na parang di ka muna gagawa ng something, tapos alam mo na yung gagawin with for the earth, parang somehow, parang naturally, talaga maiisip mo na makakapag-reflect ka, na parang to have a thought na maybe we should reflect for 1 hour, no? For kung ano ba dapat talaga yung dapat natin gawin. Parang, ano siya, no? Parang contemplation. Okay? Parang gano'n, no? Try to pause for a while for the earth. And then, naturally, you will realize na ano na ba yung mga nagagawa natin, no? Yung bang individual effort natin. No, parang sabi mo, meron ba talagang ano yung individual effort natin na 1 hour lang naman? But if you will come to think of it, ang dami nating tao sa mundo. So imagine, that will really accumulate something. So there is a number on that. So parang for me, it's a good practice pa rin, no? Parang yung mga appreciation days, di ba ang dami niyan na may tao sa mga appreciation day and so on. But it's a good to commemorate something din na we tend to reflect, we tend to rethink na yan, ano ba talaga yung ginagawa natin for the earth and so on. But sometimes yung individual actions natin na may not be sufficient. Maybe Earth Hour can help us think na we have to do it collectively. The environmental conditions cannot be resolved, no, by our individual activities only, but it will be further amplified kapag siguro collective action yung nangyari, no? Pag lahat tayo, okay, bas nagtutulungan, nag-uusap about it, mas malaki yung magagawa natin na pangyayari. So maybe Earth Hour could seems to be individualistic, parang yung mga kaya natin munang i-stop or ikaya ni stop for the earth, mga energy and so on. But maybe we have to think it on a bigger picture na maybe, na lahat tayo kasi ginagawa natin. So maybe It's really about collective action.
If you think about it, napakadaling magbigay ng recommendation, for example, na kung gusto niyo magtipid ng kung gusto niyo makatulong sa pag-save ng earth, once a week magpatay kayo ng ano niyo ng kuryente niyo ng 1 hour. It's very easy
Diba?
to tell people to do that, no? And some people might do that on Monday, some people might do that on Wednesday, some people might ignore it or not do it at all.
Yes.
But if you have this designated time where more of the people who are emotionally and intellectually invested in saving the planet can come together, ayun nga, sabi mo nga, collective action, and do it at the same time, there is both a literal, a practical, and a symbolic effect. Kaya
yes,
sobrang, di ba? Ang ganda nga niya. Na maybe the point is not to quantify yung, meron
yes.
ba talaga magagawa to, kundi yung sabay-sabay nating ginagawa.
Yeah. Parang hindi lang ikaw yung gumagawa. Alam mo na may iba din na may willing na gumawa. Therefore, kung willing na sila, parang it gives you hope na hindi lang, na not, parang hindi lahat for environmental problems. Ibig sabihin, may mga gusto rin pala talagang mag-solve
tumulong.
Or para mag-take action. Na. Parang ganun. It's more of a feeling na there are other people who are with you, okay, for this cause. So that's why maybe the next step is to get organized and, you know, collective action.
I agree. Pero if we wanted to like extend yung celebration of Earth Hour beyond just that 1 hour, ano ba yung mga, maybe some from your own experiences, ano ba yung pwede nating gawin as members of the public, aside from yung pagpatay ng ilaw, na pwedeng gawin ng madali, everyday or part of our routine to so-called save the planet, as we say?
Siguro we save our planet by, you know, by sharing our talents. So pwedeng sa'yo writing, siguro sa akin, sa ano, teaching and so on. Parang we explore our talents and di na tayo para-parehas. Parang di naman maganda na para-parehas tayo ng
ginagawa.
So, parang boring naman doon. So maganda, we expose our talents, we share our talent, our blessings, the talents that we have to a greater cause. Diba? And then pag ginawa natin siya, it really have a sense, no? Parang you know that you're using your talents for the greater good and so on. So we you know, parang hindi lang siya air power, parang it's a lifestyle. Na parang kung ano yung mga kung ano yung capability mo, siguro yung bas pagtuunan mo ng mas maganda pag sinishare mo pa to lalo sa ibang tao. So it's more of like that siguro yung sa akin, na so besides from air power o kaya even Earth Day na next month, parang it's more of what are you willing to share to the environment? Is it your talent? Is it your knowledge? Is it your awareness? Or is it your is it your desire to be teachable? Okay, but teachable to learn and so on. So it's your willingness, no, to really take part in this action.
Ayun, nabanggit mo yung Earth Day next month and then yung Earth Hour ngayong weekend. And lahat nitong mga commemorations and celebrations na ito ay for raising awareness about Earth.
Yes.
And I always like to say that when we say save the planet, I don't think we really mean save the Earth, kasi the Earth has been around even way before we've been here, and I do think that it can survive our species. It will outlive us. So when we say we're saving the planet, we're actually saving the planet for us, to make our lives possible, no, to make
kind of
our
sustainable.
Exactly, sustainable. Pero siguro sa dami ng mga commemorations, celebrations, I think ang isang na-highlight dyan ay hindi madali yung task of quote-unquote saving the planet. Why do you think it's so difficult?
And maybe it's so difficult because we approach it individually. Parang yung approach natin lang individual, no? It's a ramon gripo kapag ginagamit, kapag di mo ginagamit. Magwalis ka, di ba? Parang it's more of individual action. So, yung mga tinuturo sa atin, di ba? Parang, kung may basura dyan, pulutin mo, and so
lagi
on.
Sa bulsa mo,
pero,
ganyan.
Lagi sa bulsa mo. Parang, puro, ikaw lang. Parang, hindi pa tayo nakakarinig na kayo, no? Kayo, ito yung gawin natin, di ba? Kayo, natin, ito yung gawin natin para sa planet. Kasi, mas malaki yung, ano, no, awareness, di ba? Pag ganyan. Kasi, yung, ano, kasi pag individual, pag titignan mo kasi yung greater picture, makita mo na meron talagang mga countries na nagproproduce ng mas madaming carbon emissions, di ba? As compared sa ibang country. So, parang, kahit siguro, hindi ako mag, ay siguro, nasara ko yung gripo every day. Eh kung yung naman palang mga ano, mga country na to na patuloy na nagdaanan ng kanilang carbon emission, eh wala namang ginagawa, eh baka ano, baka kailangan na i-call out, no? Na
Yes.
take them, be, let them be accountable for their carbon emissions, di ba? Parang, we write for the environment by voicing over na, uy, parang sumasobra yung carbon footprint ko, ha? Tapos kami yung naapektuhan. So, kahit siguro na hindi ako gumamit ng plastic, lagi akong mag-metal straw, no? Mag-bamboo straw, kahit everyday ko yung gagawin. Eh, kung, eh, kung yung namang ano, eh, kung yung na bigger picture naman, yung palaban natin, mga factories, mga companies na talaga malaki yung emission, eh, baka dapat din natin, iisipin na, ano, we join the action to ask these countries na, ay, you have to make something about it. Kasi, hindi naman, kasi yung Pilipinas, ang, I don't know the actual number, pero, konti lang yung carbon emission natin eh.
Comparatively,
Tapos,
oo.
Comparatively sa kanila, tapos, ito tayo sa mga, I don't know if tayong first or second na pinaka-vulnerable country sa
Yes.
climate change. Nadala sa yung mga bagyo natin, iba na yung impact, di ba? So, maybe, it's about time, no? The Philippines will be active in various parang yung COP, no? I forgot yung meaning ng COP. Parang to take part in this delegations na
Yes.
this part of in this international relations na they have to our country must strengthen na huy, ang konti lang ng carbon emission namin tapos ang dami pa naming forest tapos kayo ang dami yung carbon emission tapos ang wala pa kayong masyadong trees eh parang kailangan nyo atang maano not na yung term na quote
Pag-usapan
unquote
natin to.
mambayad pag-usapan natin to no pag-usapan natin to na kailangan yung may kailangan kayong gawin kasi kami yung nag-suffer so parang ganun siya kaya siguro very difficult task yung pag-save ng planet kasi nga nakita natin siya individual lang yung action parang nakalimutan natin na bas maganda na pag bas marami tayo di ba bas collective bas maano talaga natin yung basta tingnan natin na mag-uusap tayo as a community, as a country, and then mga actions na dapat na i-lay out sa global arena naman.
Tama yan. And ayun nga, yung nandyan yung aspeto ng pag-uusap, and then also yung nabanggit mo kanina, yung aspeto ng pag-share ng talent. Na in your case, medyo na-tease mo na kanina nung start actually, yung sa
nematophores. Hindi na nakapigil.
Pero magandang lead up yun dito kasi I've actually seen your work then. I've seen your work online and I'd like you to tell our listeners a little more about the nematophores project.
Ayan. So for actually nung last year ko lang siya talagang ni-release, no. Parang since pandemic kasi ano ko no, I'm a botanist. So I study plants, I study the parts, I study the yung flower kasi pag iba yung flower niya sa flower nito, ibang species. So parang ganun ako nag-aaral, no. Ganun ko inaaral yung mga mangroves. Parang sa kaka-drawing ko, ay parang kulayan ko na kaya, no. Kulayan ko na. Tapos yun, naging senior ko siya, parang nahiya kasi ako, parang di naman talaga ako artist, wala naman akong, hindi talaga, parang katulad ng mangroves, yung bata ako, di talaga ako masyado introduced sa mangroves, so ganun din sa arts, parang, nung parang kaya nga botanist trained artist siya, kasi nga, ginagamit ko kasi yung art na yun, para, parang pag-aralan, no, yung mga plants, yung mga, ano, ng mangroves, and then, naging, ginamit, parang senior ko siya, ganun, parang senior ko siya, kasi online pa tayo talaga, no? Parang in terms of our screen time, mataas talaga. So, mataas din yung screen time ko nun. Eh di, go, nag-draw ako ng mga mangroves. Parang, technically, parang personal project ko siya, parang, mas matutunan ko yung mangroves, na parang, mas ma-identify ko yung parts. And then, nangyari, senior ko na rin siya. Parang, una, kasi wala pa akong account, no? Parang, sinishare ko lang siya sa ano, sa Mangrove Matters Philippines. Parang sinishare ko lang sa kanya, ay, ito, baka gusto niyong, parang i-share. Tapos, sometimes they're asking me, Nay, do you want to share this? Ganyan. Okay, sige, sige, go lang. And then to the point na, nung nag-drawing ako, tapos, merong ano eh, no? Merong, parang yung, may drawing ako ng reservoir, la, tapos nilagyan ko siya ng statement, no? We should respect mangroves. Kasi parang nangyari ata, may isang government agency nag-post na you should respect mangroves. Ayan. And then, after ng ilang days, merong news na kinot down, no? Parang there was a parang nagkaroon ng go signal to cut down century-old mangroves. And then, so, parang dahil mainit yung topic na yun, yung art ko, plus the statement, sige, i-post natin. Sige, ibigay ko sa inyo, no? Ibigay ko to sa inyo. And then, it was well-received by the public. Then, nag-start na, okay, therefore, I'll be really sharing my art. Habang gumagawa ko ng art, tapos, tinulayan, nag-drawing, and then, nilalagyan ko na siya ng mga phrases, no? Learn from the locals, something like that. Save the Philippine mangroves, mga ano lang, mga one-line. And then yun. So yun nangyari, hey, nag-share na ako. Tapos nung nagat din ako ng conference sa ano, it's a global mangrove conference, no, international mangrove conference. Sabi ko, wala akong ano eh, parang calling card, wala akong calling card or so on, parang wala akong business card. Ginawa ko. Sige, yung art ko na lang, print ko na lang art ko. Tapos yun, yung binigay ko sa mga ano, sa mga mangrove scientists. Kasi sino ba naman makaka-appreciate ko sila lang kasi parang mangrove, ano sila, and then yun. And then sabi nila, wow, parang in-encourage nila ako, nah, why not, ano, why not make an account finally, parang, so that you can sell them to us, parang ganun. Kasi international, so hindi ko sila makikita. So, you can have a, parang, parang binigyan nila ako ng idea, sige, no, gawa ko ng art account. Okay, and then yun, it's open now, no, in print. Okay, so in-print yung site. Tapos doon ko sinishare yung mga digital art. So, ayun, doon nag-start yung name Metaverse to the point na last year lang din ako, no? Last year lang din ako gumawa ng Facebook account. Parang sige na, parang sa panahon ko kasi, hindi ko na kasi kinakayang mag-manage pa ng account. Parang, sige, ano yung ka na, parang sa akin kasi, parang ayoko naman gamitin yung personal account ko lagi for ano, no? Parang gusto ko rin talaga na maging personal siya. Siyempre, gusto ko rin mag-share ng mga memes. Parang mga memes, yung mga ibang ano,
yung
ibang
puro
bagay.
Mangrove.
Hindi naman puro mangrove. Para baka maging ano na ako. So, gusto ko rin mag-share ng memes. Ay, i-separate ko na. Okay, parang i-separate ko na para I am freely to share my what's my personal dun sa creative account. So, yun. So, yun. Nag-share na ako. Tapos, dun ko talaga nakita yung impact ng social media. Kasi parang, last year, this year ata, basta yung kung kailan man yung barangay election. So nilagay ko, gumawa ako ng art, okay, may art ako. Tapos, barangay election, sabi ko. Gawa ko ng ano, parang bago sa matulog na, sige, gawa ko ng art lang. Gawa ko ng isang art print na, nagay ko, barangays are closest to mangroves. Parang ganun. So, vote for mangroves too. So, ganun, parang ganun yung term na nilagay ko. Tapos pagkagising ko, ang daming shares. Parang ang daming shares, ang daming likes, and then, ay, okay, i-maintain ko na talaga itong account na to, and so on. So, yun. Tapos may mga nag-reshare din, may mga nagpaalam sa akin na organization, ay, pwede ba namin kunin yung part mo? Kasi, mas malaki kasi yung ano nila, no? Yung parang likes for engagement. So, parang, sige, go lang. And then, yun, umaabot na siya ng thousands na engagement. So, yun. So, okay. Go lang. So, ibig sabihin, talaga, ano,
effective.
Talagang effective talaga siya. Kasi parang, hindi ko mainisip na magiging viral siya. Parang wala, eto na, parang gusto ko na talaga sabihin, okay, barangays are closest to the mangroves. So, vote for them too. Parang ganun lang. And then, pagkagising ko, before ako mag-vote sa barangay election, ang daming share. Parang, ang ingay ng phone ko, ay okay. Meron ang siya, effective pa rin talaga siya na way na yung social media. So, okay, sabi ko, sige, continue ko lang. So, medyo nag-lilo lang din ako kasi I'm focusing on other things. So, sabi ko, next time, ano pa rin, I'll be sharing again art. Para napapahinga muna eh.
Tsaka yung beauty of having that presence on social media is you can pause if you're tired or burned out or busy. And then you can just come back.
Yeah, parang comeback is real. Ganun. Comeback to the young and beautiful art. Ganun. So, ganun na lang siya. So, yeah. So, okay talaga. So, parang you're not required. Kasi it's an advocacy, no? Parang it's a personal project. Parang you're not required. So, pag na lang talaga gusto mo, parang at least hindi ka rin ma-burn out. Diba? Sabi ko nga, parang passion ignites the same way it can burn. Diba? Parang pag sobra naman, baka ma-burn out ka naman. So, ano talaga. Siguro, ano din, pause din na para mapag-reflect. Para sa Earth Hour, diba? Pause din tayo ng 60 minutes para makapag-reflect. Diba? Nung nakapag-reflect ako throughout the time, wait lang. Parang ano ata, parang wait lang, parang I have to reflect on something. Parang mga ganyan.
Ganda. Ayan. So, para sa mga taong eager sa iyong comeback, ayan. And also, or, you know, mas mga curious sa iyong environmental activities, ito na ang oras para mag-plug. Saan ka ba nila
Ayan,
pwedeng, saan ba nila pwedeng makita yung activities mo regarding mangrove conservation and also yung iyong art?
Ayan. So, let's start with mangrove conservation. So, I hope, no, actually, nag-guest na rin si Tabby.
Yes.
Matthew Tabilog, no? So, siya talaga yung lead, no, ng Mangrove Matters Philippines. So, Mangrove Matters Philippines, we are present in Instagram, Facebook, and X. So, we are present in those media. So, you can follow us and subscribe. So, not really subscribe, no? And be engaged, no, with mangroves. So, more of lahat ng nangyayari, no, parang sinishare namin. No, parang conservation, yung mga students and thesis about mangroves, we're also sharing. So, we are about 35 members, no? 35 growing members. So, shout out to Mangrove Matters Philippines. Sana dumami pa tayo na gumagana for mangroves at mag-research ng mangroves. And then, you may reach me through my account, okay? Ni Matt, of course, ayun. So, ilalagay na lang siguro yung, ano, yung link. So, for my art account, and then yeah, let's wait for my comeback. Sana talaga makapag-drawing ako ulit. So yeah, so I'm hoping din nagpapahinga lang slide, pero I hope I will be kasi more of ano ako ngayon, no? More of actual practice ako ngayon.
Yeah.
So ayan, ay sorry, plug ko na lang din.
Sige, sige.
Kasi kaka-release lang ng video ng from DNR, from the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, in partnership with Philippine Space Agency. So we are asking help to help us, no, field validate the National Mangrove Map of 2023. So kasi it's from space, the data is from space, so therefore there's a need to validate in the field. So kapag may mga mangroves kayo in your area, so you may view the video on how to help, no, giving information about the mangrove in your area. So, ayan. So, yun yung mga lately na ano. So, and you can also follow me in teachtraveltain_nay. So, wag po mag-expect na puro scientific. So, syempre, may mga memes din. May mga kanon din. So, parang bitter din. So, ayan. So, what's a life as a scientist and a teacher? So, that's a... pwede rin mo ako i-follow. So, yun. Yun laman.
Ayun. So, speaking of comeback, thank you for coming back to the Ask Theory
yes.
Podcast. Ewan, ako, very happy ako kapag meron kaming guests na bumabalik. Kasi for me, that says na hanggang ngayon ginagawa pa rin ng scientist yung
yes.
ginagawa niya noong una siya nag-guest. So, thank you for being back, for sharing your expertise, your wisdom, and more importantly perhaps, thank you and to your organization for the work that you do.
Ayan. So, thank you also, no, Mika and Tip Science. Thank you for always hearing and writing about the scientists in the Philippines, right? So we thank you for that, because you know, this is a way to encourage young individuals now who would want to pursue science in the Philippines.
Ayan. So i-follow nyo yung si Teacher Nay and yung Mangrove
yes.
Matters Philippines sa mga accounts. We'll put the links dun sa description nitong episode na to. And I will let Teacher Nay go back to her busy activities. Actually, Science Week sa kanila
Science
ngayon.
Science Week namin ngayon. So, meron bang mga, ano, mga games, mga pagsayaw pa, di ba? So, yeah, nag-enjoy pa kami. But it's also good, no? It's a way of celebrating din ng Science Week is to share about the sciences, di ba? So, kaya,
absolutely.
Okay, go na go ako. We'll make time.
So, ayan.
For Earth Day.
Sana makapag-guest ka ulit dito sa podcast.
Mahanap
tayo ng ibang pag-uusapan pa. And, or talk about mangroves some more, kasi napaka-broad ng topic na yan.
Oo,
and I think
napaka-broad ng topic.
Oo, there's a lot to talk about. So, once again, thank you for being here. And until next time, take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Stay curious.